the wind howled through the pines, a mournful symphony that gnawed at the edges of Sarah's sanity. She huddled deeper into her thin jacket, the damp air clinging to her clothes like a spectral hand. Lost. Utterly, hopelessly lost. It had started as a simple hike, a solo adventure to escape the city's suffocating embrace. Now, with the twilight fading into an inky black and the dense forest pressing in, it felt like a colossal mistake. Her phone, predictably, was dead. The insistent buzzing of a low-battery notification earlier that day echoed in her mind, a mocking reminder of her carelessness. Every creak of a branch, every rustle of leaves sent a jolt of adrenaline coursing through her veins. The playful chirping of birds from the afternoon was a distant memory, replaced by the unsettling silence that only a deep, ancient forest can conjure. Desperation gnawed at her. She stumbled on, tripping over gnarled roots hidden beneath the decaying forest floor. Tears pricked at her eyes, blurring the already indistinct path ahead. Suddenly, a flicker of light pierced the darkness, a beacon of hope in the oppressive gloom. Mustering her remaining strength, she pushed through the undergrowth, her heart hammering a frantic rhythm against her ribs. The light emanated from a dilapidated cabin, nestled amongst the towering pines like a forgotten relic. Smoke curled from a crooked chimney, painting wispy streaks across the night sky. Sari's relief was palpable. A flicker of doubt crossed her mind, was it wise to approach a lone cabin in the middle of nowhere? But the biting cold and the encroaching darkness left her with no choice. Cautiously, she approached the cabin. The wooden door creaked open reluctantly, revealing a dimly lit interior. A single oil lamp cast long, flickering shadows across the dusty floor and cobweb-draped walls. The air hung heavy with the smell of wood smoke and something indefinable, something ancient and unsettling.